You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, local, state, national. We cover down on all the issues, man. And like the dude just said, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, I'm pleased to bring back on someone who you may have seen on Fox and multiple other news outlets around the nation. He's a national spokesperson on the question of school choice. Dr. Corey DeAngelis, he's a senior fellow with the American Federation for Children. He's also the executive director at Educational Freedom Institute, an adjunct scholar at Cato Institute, senior fellow with the Reason Foundation. He's got numerous awards and has authored over 40 journal articles, book chapters, and other reports on education policy. PhD from University of Arkansas and has master's in economics from the University of Texas, San Antonio. I think I got most of it in there. Dr. Corey DeAngelis, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for making time for us. Listen, you were on once before, and I think about a year ago, talking about school choice. We went through an entire legislative session again with nothing on school choice. In fact, we had bills getting suppressed in the Alabama legislature. Never even made it out of committee. But give us the broad perspective. What are you seeing trend-wise around the nation right now in that regard?
Yeah, I think that was Senator Del Marsh's bill last year. Didn't get a vote, but that was such a shame. But other states have been passing up Alabama left and right when it comes to school choice. We had the year of school choice in 2021. In fact, 19 states expanded or enacted programs to fund students as opposed to systems. And then this year, in 2022, Arizona just won up all the states and went all in. With one-seat GOP majorities in their House and Senate, every Republican showed up, voted for their party platform issue in each chamber, and voted for school choice to allow every single family, regardless of background, regardless of income, to be able to take their children's state-funded education dollars, happens to be around $7,000 per student per year in Arizona,
right,
to the education provider of their choosing. You can take it to the public school. If you like your public school, you can keep your public school, but for real, and like with the whole doctor thing. But if not, you could take that funding to a private school, a charter school, or a home-based education option. And in Arizona, the families love it. I mean, they flooded the government website and crashed it in the initial weeks of the application opening window because families want this. I mean, we can cite polls all day long, but the expressed desires of the families when these programs become available to them is everything you need to know. And in Alabama, the latest polling that I've seen with a rolling 12-month average from Morning Consult finds that 77% of Alabama school parents support school choice in the form of education savings accounts, which is what they passed in Arizona. So look, and in Alabama, you've got 70 to 80% GOP majorities in the House and Senate. If Arizona can get it done with one seat, the slimmest of majorities, any other red state, particularly Alabama, should be able to get it done if the politicians will only listen to the parents, the kids' union, as opposed to the teachers' union.
Wow, so well said. You know, one of the things that strikes me, too, about Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, their governor was also very supportive and openly saying, send it to me and I'll sign it. Am I correct about that?
Yep, in his State of the State, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has been a staunch supporter of educational freedom. One of his best quotes he said at that State of the State in January 2022 was, 50-plus years ago, politicians stood at the schoolhouse door to keep minorities out. Today, union-backed politicians stand at the schoolhouse door to keep minorities in. It's time to let these families free. And he had a standing ovation. And he did say, yes, let's expand school choice in any way we can this year. Send the bills to my desk and I will sign them. And he fought for it throughout the session. And this is Governor Ducey's legacy. This is the biggest school choice victory in U.S. history. It's the gold standard, what everybody's been fighting for. And it's the first government school monopoly domino to fall. I am confident that other red states will follow as well. I'm keeping my eyes on a ton of red states this coming session. We had 2021 was the year of the parent. The year of school choice, 2022 in the midterms was the year of the parents for many education freedom advocates. Perhaps 2023 will be the year of educational freedom.
You know, and what I'm seeing too, Corey, is There are some places where it's becoming more of a bipartisan effort. In Florida, they maintain their Accountability Act and even up it as a bipartisan issue. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have an article here that says that the new governor-elect for Pennsylvania, Shapiro, I believe his name is, who is a Democrat, has openly expressed the idea that school choice may be necessary in his state, and has kind of rocked the teachers' union's world by saying that.
Yeah, look, this I wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal in an article called The School Choice Election Wave. It is becoming politically profitable for politicians to support parental rights in education because it is politically disastrous for them to oppose it. Look at what happened to Terry McAuliffe in Virginia when he said, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach." Glenn Youngkin, the Republican in a state that went 10 points to Biden the year before, won by 2 points overall and with education voters by 6 points. So the GOP has a golden opportunity to become the parents' party, and some Democrats are seeing that, and they don't want their Terry McAuliffe moment to happen. So less than 2 months before Election Day, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania switched his education platform to explicitly include Lifeline Scholarships, which is a form of education savings accounts, a bill that was championed and sponsored by a Republican that passed the Pennsylvania House last year. So that was a huge flip. We saw a similar flip in Illinois with Governor Pritzker openly supporting their tax credit scholarship program for low-income kids, a program that he vowed to get rid of in 2017 and 2018. So these are notable shifts. And some people may say, oh, these politicians were just reading the tea leaves and they're just, you know, maybe it wasn't a real change of heart. But you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter whether it was a real change of heart or if they were looking at the polls and seeing the political winds shift. At the end of the day, that high-profile Democrats who were up significantly in the polls felt compelled to signal to parents that they support school choice. Tells you all you need to know that this is becoming a political winner for politicians from both parties. And I think the GOP has to lead on it, though. Democrats aren't going to flip on the issue until Republicans make it hurt at the polls. And so I think this will happen with Shapiro not wanting a Terry McAuliffe moment to happen. His opponent, Mastriano, was already calling him out for school choice hypocrisy. Shapiro went to private school all through K through 12. He sent all of his kids to private school. And right after those accusations of hypocrisy started to come out, Shapiro flipped his platform. Same thing with J.B. Pritzker. He sent his kids to Chicago area private schools. And so it's politically beneficial to preempt those accusations of hypocrisy, to just support school choice for everybody, high income and low income.
Well, I mean, as we look at this too, one of the things that I think has to be looked, you know, given some consideration, is as conservatives, and you know, and everybody with an R by their name claims to be a conservative, and it's not always true, obviously, but as conservatives, we believe in the free market in the business environment. Why would we not believe in the free market in the education environment? If you have competition, if you have the ability to have one school excel and gather up more students because it's excelling, it drives the others to up their game. And yet we don't do that. We sit back and say the zip code is allowed to create adequacy, and that's enough. And I find that to be antithetical to conservatism overall.
Well, look, this school choice is explicitly on the Republican Party platform. If you don't support it, then why do you have an R next to your name? The thing is, in deeper red states, the teachers unions aren't stupid. They know they're not going to get a Democrat majority, so they invest heavily in the primaries.
Yeah.
I think in Alabama, the AEA invested about $4 million in political activity this year, mostly going to Republicans. And until voters wake up and parents start to pay attention to these things and hold politicians accountable, that's going to continue. In Tennessee, I was paying attention to their primaries. They had 10 Republicans in the House endorsed, funded by the teachers unions, and 9 of them lost their primary races in Tennessee this year. So families are waking up in other states. I don't know how it turned out in Alabama, but hopefully Education Freedom Advocates fared well in the primaries and in the general election this year in Alabama. But parents need to pay attention, hold people accountable at the school board meetings, but continue to hold people accountable at the ballot box too. School choice is the only way to truly secure parental rights in education. You have some states, I don't know if Alabama did this, but they've banned CRT, and then now we have all these videos coming out where the administrators are openly admitting they're still teaching CRT anyway, and they're just calling it social emotional learning, or maybe they're even calling it student med. They just keep moving the goalposts, and these top-down bills to ban certain concepts or to promote other concepts. It's a whack-a-mole problem where the employees in the system are still going to do what they want anyway, and the ultimate form of accountability must be from the bottom up. As you said best, conservatives support the free market and people being able to vote with their feet to providers that work best for them. School choice is the way to do that with education. We already do it with college. We have Pell Grants and the GI Bill. Veterans don't have to take their money for college to a community college or a public university. Veterans can take their GI Bill funding to a private religious university if they want.
Absolutely.
We should do the same thing with K-12 education and fund people, not buildings.
Well, absolutely. And listen, Corey, in the last minute we've got here, I had State Senator Del Marsh in studio. He just chose not to run again this term, so he just left office a few weeks ago. He was the school choice advocate in the Alabama State Senate, and Representative Charlotte Meadows, who was the school choice true champion in the House, she also did not get reelected because they carved up her district during reapportionment and made it harder. They threw the teachers union a bone and made it harder for her to get reelected. And so we lost both of our House and Senate champions for school choice. I asked Del Marsh in studio when he was here with us, who's going to take up the mantle? And he said, Phil, at this point, I really have no idea. We've got to find a new champion here in Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'm willing to go to Alabama and educate some of the legislators on the issue so they feel more confident in pushing for it. But look, this is the moment. Parents have woken up. They're never going back to sleep. All these other states are passing up Alabama right now, particularly red states. This is a Republican Party platform issue. There should be no problem for Alabama, a state that has 70-80% Republican control in each chamber and a Republican governor as well. This is a no-brainer. I mean, you have states like Arizona, again, one-seat majorities, and they were able to pass the biggest, most expansive program of all time in U.S. West Virginia just did it as well. A lot of people say, maybe rural states may not have as much of a feasibility for school choice. West Virginia is one of the top three most rural states in the country. They also have universal school choice. No income limits. Every single family is eligible, regardless of income, and they can take their kids' state-funded education dollars to public, private, charter, or homeschool of their choice.
Wow.
We should fund people, not buildings. Other states have done it, and Alabama can do it too.
Well, I tell you what, Corey, I appreciate your time today, and I'm going to try and find a group of legislators that are willing to sit down and hear from you directly, and if we can arrange that, I look forward to being there with you when the time comes. So thank you for your time today. Thank you for your championship effort in this regard, and stay in the fight.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was Dr. Corey DeAngelis. Man, what a great spokesperson. American Federation for Children, a national advocate. I mean, it's an honor to have him on the show because he literally is the guy that Fox News calls when they need a compliment or a comment on school choice. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that one. We're going to move to number three on the Triple Dipper here when we get back from this break. Talking about shadow bans. Oh, Lord. Have you heard the news? Because we actually have news. We can see it now. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.